Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
Thanks are due to Allah. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and save his nation from that which he feared for them. قال الله تعالى في سورة الأعراف فأرسلنا عليهم الطوفان والجراد والقمل والضفادع والدم آيات مفصلات فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين. The people of Egypt were sent the flood, locusts, qummal, frogs, and blood. All of these were clear signs, but they arrogantly refused to believe and remained a sinful nation. The Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his people did not distinguish between miracles and magic. They alleged that all the miracles that Prophet Musa alayhi salam came with, such as the staff turning into a huge snake, were merely magic acts. They said, "Whatever sign that you come with from your Lord, we regard as magic, and we will never believe in it at all." Prophet Musa, known in English as Moses, was a very well-built, stable, and righteous man. He did not give up on calling people to Islam. He was answered when he asked Allah to punish the non-believers. Allah sent the flood to the non-believers, the Copts, who were followers of the Pharaoh. The flooding continued day and night from one Saturday to the next. During this time, not a man from them saw either the sun or the moon. Among the houses of the Copts were those of the children of Prophet Israel alayhi salam. It was strange to see that only the Copts' houses were flooded. The water level covered people up to their necks. Those that sat down were drowned. On the other hand, not a drop of water entered the houses of the children of Israel alayhi salam. Water flooded the Copts' land and prevented them from using it or building on it or planting in it for 8 days and nights. The non-believers said to Prophet Musa, "Ask your Lord to end the flood and we shall then believe in you." Musa asked Allah and the flood ended. And the wind was sent to dry the land, and vegetation sprouted up in a way that had never been seen before. There they said to Musa, "We know little. What scared us was beneficial for us. By God, we will not believe in you." They went back on their vow. After this, Allah sent them thousands of locusts. The locusts blocked the sun as they flew. They ate most of the Copts' vegetation and fruits. They even ate their clothing and furniture. Their houses collapsed as the locusts ate the roofs and doors. Not one locust entered any of the houses of the children of Israel. The Copts were depressed. They promised Prophet Musa alayhi salam to believe in him and repent if the locusts were to go away. Prophet Musa went out in the open, and with his staff he pointed towards east and towards west. Then the locusts went back to where they came from, and the people were relieved. When the Copts found a bit of vegetation left, they deceivingly did not believe and said, "That should be enough to keep us," and lived in abundance for 1 month. In Egypt, in a place called Ain Shams, there was a sandy hill which Prophet Musa alayhi salam hit with his staff, and it turned to qummal, insects that resembles the weevil, which is found in wheat flour when it goes off. These insects flew and ate the Copts' livestock and what was left of their vegetation. They did not leave a single green twig. Then they stuck to their skin and they looked like they had smallpox. They could not rest, nor could they sleep. The Qummal spread all over Egypt and ate all that the locusts had left behind. They covered the entire land. They went between their skin and their clothing. They went into their food supplies. At night, they would fill the Copts' cooking utensils and would wander all over their skin, hair, eyelashes, and eyebrows. The people were stressed out and cried out loud and went to Prophet Musa. They promised him to believe in him and to repent if he asked his Lord, the Exalted Allah, to relieve their suffering. Prophet Musa did, and the insects were all burned and carried away to sea by a very dry wind that Allah sent. Not too long a time passed before the Copts went back on their vow and said to Prophet Musa, "We are now certain that you are a sorcerer, and by the Pharaoh's majesty, we will never believe in you." Allah sent frogs upon the Copts. They filled their beds, cooking utensils, food, and drinks. The frogs threw themselves into cooking pots as the food was boiling. They jumped into their mouths as they spoke. The Copts came complaining to Prophet Musa and said, "We shall truly repent and never go back on our promise." He asked them to make a covenant, a vow, and a promise. After that, Allah made all the frogs die and sent rain that washed them out to sea. Again, they blasphemed and went back on their promise, and Allah sent them blood. Allah made the Nile River turn to blood on their hands. The Muslim followers of Prophet Musa from the children of Israel alayhi salam were still able to gather water from the Nile. But when the Copts tried to get any of the Nile's water, it would turn to blood. If a Muslim poured water into the mouth of a Copt, it would turn to blood. If a Copt poured the blood into the mouth of a Muslim, it would turn back to crystal clear water. The Pharaoh was getting thirsty and almost died. He started sucking moisture out of trees, but as he tried to swallow the sweet substance, turned sour and tasted awful. Each epidemic that afflicted them lasted 1 week, started on a Saturday and ended the following, with 1 month's rest in between. The wisdom in the timing of afflictions was to expose the nature of their actions and their consequences to everyone. Would they fulfill their promises, or would they break them and thus incur more punishment? Then the plague struck them. In one night, 70,000 of them died. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a threat for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to abhor all sins and seek we word. This world is a threat for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to abhor all sins and seek we word.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.